says. 6 o'clock now on WMAL. Time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. The Maryland House Speaker will be taking a few weeks now to recover from liver transplant surgery. 70-year-old Mike Bush had the surgery yesterday at the University of Maryland Medical Center. His sister was the organ donor. Bush says his doctors expect recovery will take up to 7 weeks. China's premier and top officials from the European Union are set to reaffirm their commitment to the Paris Climate Change Agreement. This after President Trump announced that he is pulling the U.S. out of the deal. The U.N. Security Council appears to be poised to take action against North Korea for ignoring warnings to stop its nuclear program.
Security Council members are expected to vote on the draft resolution today that the U.S. and China have been working on for 5 weeks. They're preparing to blacklist more North Korean entities and officials. Reuters reports that the resolution targets 4 North Korean institutions, including Koryo Bank and Strategic Rocket Force of the Korean People's Army. It also targets 14 individuals, including the head of North Korea's foreign spying operations. They would be subject to global asset freezes and travel bans. Many of them operate through front companies, though, so this would be somewhat symbolic. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
Russia's president has a new theory about the allegations his country tried to interfere in the U.S. election.
Russian President Vladimir Putin continuing to insist that Moscow did not have a hand in 2016's election hacking. Putin instead offering a new line that patriotic hackers may have acted on their own.
If they are patriotic, they contribute in a way they think is right.
Putin's statements come as the probe into Russia's election meddling ramps up in the U.S. CNN obtaining letters Thursday sent by Democratic Senators Patrick Leahy and Al Franken asking Comey to investigate Attorney General Jeff Sessions amid concerns that Sessions may have had an additional meeting with the Russian ambassador to the U.S., Sergei Kislyak. I'm Reed Binion.
It's going to be another difficult weekend to be using I-95 in the Dale City area. Ellen Kamalakis is with VDOT.
This is going to be the second weekend of bridge work. We have a two-weekend bridge work project that we've been working on the Neabsco Bridge on 95 South in Dale City. And our first weekend started April 29th, and Mother Nature has not cooperated with us between now and then, and it's looking like she will. So we are going to finish up.
That bridge on I-95 was built in 1963, a hole recently developed in the bridge that can't be just patched. During the weekend work on I-95, around Dale City, it'll be taken down to 2 lanes. The side of Ben's Chili Bowl on U Street is getting a new mural. A D.C. artist will start painting it today. The new mural replaces one that included portraits of Bill Cosby and Barack Obama.
Nobody will say who will be featured on the new mural, but DPW spokesperson Nancy Lyon says the people will have some sort of relationship with D.C.
Either, you know, living or dead, still making a positive impact on people's lives and on a community.
There was speculation the old mural was painted over because of the controversy surrounding Bill Cosby after he was charged with sexual assault. When asked if there's concern that whoever's painted on the new mural could become controversial, Lyon said,
I mean, I don't think that you can think about that because you never really know what the future is going to bring.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Montgomery County Council President Roger Berliner is ready to formally launch his campaign for county executive. Berliner says he'll enter the Democratic primary race next week. Under new term limits, Berliner can't run for re-election to the county council. Neither can George Leventhal or Mark Elrich, all of whom are now going to run for county executive. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,144, the NASDAQ at 62,47. Sports, the Nats had the night off. They're in Oakland tonight. The Orioles beat Boston. NBA Finals, the Warriors beat the Cavaliers to take Game 1. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Larry O'Connor Show.
Governor Hogan reaffirming my title as Crab Cake Czar of Maryland.
The Senate, they're going to try to block your nomination. I'm going to override the veto, and we're going to get it done.
Appreciate that.
Okay, and let's have a crab cake.
The Larry O'Connor Show. 3 to 6.
WMAL.
It's the Big Screen Store's 2-for-1 sale. Get a giant Samsung 75-inch TV plus a 50-inch Samsung for just $19.99.
Whoa!
Let me say that again. A 75 and a 50-inch for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Plus great deals from your home theater experts on the latest in power reclining seating with power headrests.
Nothing like watching a movie on a big screen.
You got to check out the Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Don't replace the carpets. Get a Zero Res clean and save. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And traffic update is sponsored by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Boy, Virginia, Interstate 95. Unfortunately, we had two separate problems now. Interstate 95 North, as you come up past Stafford and Aquia, still very slow. Commuters saying almost still 20 minutes to get through. Now, the initial crash, completely gone. But now, as you come up and approaching 610, I'm seeing a car-carrying tractor-trailer on the shoulder, so now that's the distraction point. Once you get through there, then better pace until you get to a little bit of volume out of Dale City toward the Occoquan. 66, lanes reported open. No problems early on here around the Capitol Beltway. Do have some trouble still with Metro Rail, in addition to Safe Track Surge 15. Because of late clearing track work from overnight, the Blue Line trains continue to single track between Vienna and Stadium Armory. Expect delays. Learn how an insurance-covered, comfortable knee or back brace can reduce your pain. Call 800-888-KNEE. That's 800-888-KNEE. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Real nice-looking Friday. Sunshine should be dominant. Any clouds around will be limited. And with a northwest breeze around, we make it up to 81. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 57 in Leesburg, 64 in Bethesda, 64 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. With the U.S. pulling out from the Paris Agreement, China appears content to fill the global vacuum. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning. Happy Friday. Yay, it's 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up later this hour is J.J. Hansen. He is the president of the Patients' Right Action Fund. We're going to talk to him about assisted suicide and claims being made about insurance companies. We'll talk to him more about that. At 7:05, it's Beverly Halberg. She's president and founder of the District Media Group. We'll talk about President Trump and his skills as a communicator. At 7:35, Tony Avendorf, retired Prince George's County Police Officer. There are a lot of gangs in this area, and it's becoming more and more prevalent. It's becoming a problem. We're going to talk to him about that. At 8:05, it's Chris Horner, senior fellow at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, and the whole dropping out of the Paris climate deal, which is just delicious. We love it. I'm Mary Walters, sitting alongside Vince Colonnese. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mary. Mary, you are a cat owner, I believe, right? And you've owned some dogs in the past?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Cats, dogs, gerbils, fish, you know, I've had them all.
Yeah, well, you'll be particularly interested in this story.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a growing trend around the United States. And when I say growing trend, there's a couple jurisdictions that do it. The entire state of Tennessee, which is the only state that does this, which is an animal abuse registry. You know, we have sex offender registries in I think most states, but we have animal abuse registries beginning to be a thing in some locales.
Okay.
So some United States jurisdictions, Tennessee is one of the places, Suffolk County, New York, Cook County, Illinois, recently in Florida, the area surrounding Tampa, Hillsborough County, has added this thing called an animal abuse registry. And the rationale for it seems to be, I think, kind of common sense, is simply that, you know, people who abuse animals should be on a registry, and it should be publicly accessible so people can know, you know, who are the people who are abusing animals. So, for instance, like, you shouldn't be able to adopt another animal if you've abused animals in the past, and there's a registry tracking that. There's the people who advocate for this also say there's high correlations between animal abuse and other types of horrific crimes. 88% of homes where child abuse has been discovered, according to one environmental group, also had a correlating animal abuse case. 83% of women entering domestic violence shelters report that their abusers also abuse the family pet, according to, again, this is greenplanet.com saying this. And in fact, animal abusers are 5 times more likely to abuse people, again, from this environmental group. They're saying that by registering animal abusers, we will protect both helpless animals and the people that animal abusers are more likely to abuse. While it's incredibly important to appropriately punish animal abusers, this would play an even larger role in changing the way we regard our animals in society. So, Mary, I feel like there's a lot of people who instinctively will buy into something like this simply on the basis of the fact that they adore animals and they never want to see them be abused.
Yeah. Well, yes, but I also believe for someone like me, where we have handicapped cats, don't even get me started. We're those people. We're those people who will go to the ends of the earth for our animals. Here's the thing. If I have to register my pets and pay a tax, basically, to prove to my town that I get my animals their shots, so that prove that I'm taking care of my pets.
Yeah.
Why would it not then make sense to prevent people from abusing pets? It just makes sense to me. If I have to pay to prove that I'm taking care of them, well, then why wouldn't you want a registry that proves that you're not abusing them? And if you've been caught abusing them, then you're done. You can't adopt any more pets. Because there are people who are really sick who go to these shelters, who go to these pet adoption events, and, for instance, get bait dogs for dog fighting rings. Or need another dog or another cat because their kid buried the last one up to its neck in dirt and, you know, ran the lawnmower over it. Ugh. I mean, this is sick, and I think they're right. There was a killer who did that when he was a kid.
I'm glad that anecdote was real, not just something you
dreamed
up.
No, it was real. That's right.
Because I was about to like walk out of the studio. I need more space.
No, and I know it's disgusting. I probably shouldn't. I'm sorry.
No,
but
you should.
That came to my brain because there was a serial killer who did that when he was a kid. So that just, and I totally believe the statistic that people who do those types of things to animals, defenseless poor animals, are absolutely twisted and sick, and I totally believe that they grow up to abuse humans and adults. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Would you like to see something like this? Now, the way they do it in Tennessee is each animal abuser will have their name, their date of birth, the offense, the conviction date, and the expiration date of their conviction listed. First-time animal abusers will be registered for 2 years. An additional 5 years will be added for every subsequent offense after the 2 years. Is this just an emotional response, or is this something that you think has merit? I believe that people who abuse animals lack an empathy gene. There's something wrong with them. When you attack anything helpless or defenseless, I think it's something wrong with you. I think as teens, they grow on to be those people who beat up homeless people or try to set them on fire. You see those packs of teens who beat up homeless people because they're defenseless and they can't fight for themselves. And then they grow up to abuse their family members and eventually go on to killing, you know, prostitutes. So I'm down with this totally.
Well, there's definitely a correlation between a lack of empathy and poor behavior, for sure, and the mistreatment of creatures and other humans. I think that the gut reaction from a lot of people who have questions about the government getting increasingly involved in our lives at all is, yeah, this should be treated like a crime, for sure, but why would I trust the government to manage a registry? Like, I barely trust them to manage my taxes. Like, well, I'd like to have, you know, when the question comes down to, do we create another government agency, do we create another body or institution to govern behavior in society, or do we not, and sort of allow community pressure, like, just good civics, good neighborly involvement, just standard law enforcement to govern these things, what's the option? And I think a lot of people have the instinct, like, no, let's not create a new government program. That the answer to every problem is not another government program. Is this a problem? Heck yes. Animal abuse? Terrible. But do we need another government program? I feel like that's typically the instinct you're going to get from reasonable people who don't want to see animals abused, but also don't want to see the government continue to grow.
Well, let's find out. 888-630-9625. Matt at Alexandria, hang on. We have to get everybody to work on time. Yeah. That is very important.
It's extremely important, which is why right now it's 6:15. And WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And which is why we love Friday mornings. Sometimes we actually catch a break, and that's what I'm seeing right now. If you're coming off of 95 Maryland, 29 BW Parkway, and heading around through College Park and Silver Spring, lanes are open and at a nice, easy pace. 270, just a little bit of volume through Urbana and Hyattstown. Now, where we do have delays, started early here this morning, crash in Virginia, Interstate 95 as you head out of Stafford and through Aquia. The latest problem has been one of those large tractor-trailers, car-carrying tractor-trailers on the shoulder, and people walking around, so a bit of a distraction. North on 95, expect still about 20 minutes to get through there. Beyond Dale City, heading toward the Occoquan, brand new incident reported. So that's our heaviest stretch. And in through 395 in Landmark below speed. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today we got plentiful sunshine, a high of 81 degrees. Tonight will be mostly clear, but low of 59. And then on Saturday, mostly sunny skies, high of 78. Right now in the nation's capital, 65 degrees, 6:16 on WMAL.
It's going to make some financial advisors squirm in their seats, but you're going to love it. Listen to Rod Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
All right, some states have animal abuse registries popping up in various locales, Mary Walter. And in one state, Tennessee, they've got a registry, and they treat these people like sex offenders. They put them on essentially like a sex offender registry. People who oppose this, I should note, in part, say they worry about the extent to which lesser kind of crimes, so to speak, would be included in a list like this. For instance, on sex registries, we often get the problem of people who do public urination included as a sex offender on the sex offender registry, or public nudity streaking through the quad. Like, you don't want to be listed as a sex offender because of that. And on the pet spectrum, they're also looking out for, like, hey, if you have an inadequate doghouse, is that going to put you on the animal abuse registry because your doghouse wasn't up to the standards of your neighbors? So these are the types of things that that opponents of this are looking out for. Let's go to your thoughts now. Matt in Alexandria this morning. Good morning. Your morning's on the mall. Animal abuse registries, are you for them?
Hey, good morning. Hey, I you know, on the surface, this seems all warm and cuddly, but
yeah.
I absolutely do not trust this, because who's sponsoring it? Who's pushing this? Is it the same people that think that slaughterhouses are wrong? How far is this going to go? Do you consider animals as this is the whole personhood for animals movement, and I don't trust it whatsoever. I think it's bunk.
And that's fine, I guess, but what about, are you concerned about people who abuse animals going on a great portion, 80-some-odd percent, according to some studies, to escalate and start to abuse humans?
Absolutely. I mean, there's no argument. That's not where this is going to go. What do you say to a farmer that's slaughtering his own meat? Can somebody make a complaint? Will he get investigated? I had a friend down in Chesterfield, Virginia. He rescues horses, and he found a horse that was starving, and he was building it up. He got the animal control people on him several times by, like, several different people that, you know, would drive by his property and say, this horse's ribs are sticking up. That's because he was nursing it back to health. How far is this stuff going to go? Slaughtering your own animals on the farm, is that animal abuse? Some people say that.
Well, but no, slaughtering animals on a farm, that would not be a crime.
Well,
this
think.
Is after you've
I'm,
had a trial.
I'm,
this
I'm
is after you've had a trial and
it's
have been found adjudicated guilty.
The radical environmentalists, the radical animal rights people, and I think it's absolutely wrong.
But they can do that now. They can take that, for they can make the complaint now against the farmer for slaughtering his own meat on a farm. They can do that now, and he goes to trial. So that's not going to stop those complaints.
Does he have to go on an animal abuse registry?
No, if he's found guilty.
The animal abuse
if
registry?
He's found,
I mean,
guilty.
Bullcrap.
There's a process, but I understand your point. Thank you, Matt. Because I think probably a lot of people agree with you, Matt. Thank you.
Yeah, I think the Matt's concern is similar to the one I just brought up, which is you don't want to create another pretext for people to abuse a government program, a well-intentioned government program being used incorrectly.
Agree. This is, though, after there's been a legislative, after you've had your day
after
in court. So you would be going to court anyway. It's not going to send more people to court.
David from Sterling. Good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. I do agree with the last caller to an extent that that system should be transparent, where the vets, the SPCA, or local law enforcement animal control people take care of that. But I'm all for it. I'll tell you what, just like if I witnessed somebody assaulting a woman, if I witnessed somebody assaulting or abusing an animal, I'd come outside myself in a heartbeat. But,
yes,
you know, we are to take care of them. I just can't deal with that sort of thing.
It's true. It's biblical. We've been given dominion over the beasts. We have a responsibility to take care of them. David, thank you for that this morning. Let's go to Robert from Dickerson on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. I'm against it for several reasons. One is, like, who defines the laws of what's animal abuse or not? And, for example, like, if I wanted to get an animal from a shelter, they would consider it animal abuse if I left that animal out overnight, and that would not be allowed, their standards. So I think it's a slippery slope allowing, you know, these organizations to create the law and then define standards of what animal abuse is. The second reason is I think we need to have a level playing field for other types of things that are dangerous to society, like driving while under intoxication. Did they register anybody who's been arrested for driving while under intoxication, that we can get hands on, or other items like that?
Yeah. I want to mention, Robert, thank you for that. I want to mention something, which is that the Humane Society has expressed skepticism at this in the past. Mm-hmm. And the rationale for that, the president, Wayne Pacell, wrote in 2010 that, quote, the overwhelming proportion of animal abuse is actually perpetrated by people who neglect their own animals. And the Washington Post points out, and are unlikely to commit violence against other people and mm-hmm. pets. Such individuals would pose a lesser threat to animals in the future if they received comprehensive mental health counseling, Pacell wrote at the time. Shaming them with a public internet profile is unlikely to affect their future behavior, except perhaps to isolate them further from society and promote increased distrust of authority figures trying to help them. So this is less stick, more carrot. That's what the Humane Society was saying.
Because they're humane.
Yeah.
But I'm bummed.
622 on WMAL.
One of the best ways to improve your home is with new floors. Now until the end of the month is 50 floors 60% off sale. Mention or enter promo code radio for an extra $100 off.
Call 877-50-FLOOR. Pick up the phone, we'll be knocking at your door.
Details and licensure at 50floor.com.
It's more than monuments. What happens when Alexandria votes to become a sanctuary city? What happens when Fairfax County mandates transgender bathrooms? What happens when Arlington raises the minimum wage to $15 an hour or tries to limit your gun rights? Who's going to fight for you? Not the Democrats and not Ed Gillespie. Because Ed Gillespie said he won't interfere when left-wing local politicians push a radical agenda. Who's on our side? Corey Stewart for governor. Why? Stewart's got the record of making it happen. Lower taxes, far below inflation, a solid record on jobs and economic growth. Crack down hard on illegal aliens. Corey Stewart, a man of action, a fighter for us, a winner.
I'm Corey Stewart. My conservative record speaks for itself. That's why I approve this ad and ask for your vote.
Corey Stewart for governor. The courage to fight. The experience to win. Paid for by Stewart for governor.
Want to make money and have fun? Drive with Lyft, the ride-sharing app that treats you better. You can earn hundreds of dollars a week plus tips. That's right. Lyft is the only national rideshare platform with cashless tipping built right into the app. Because getting tipped shouldn't depend on your passenger having a crumpled bill in their pocket. When you drive for the right ride-sharing app, every trip can feel like a walk in the park. With Lyft, you can pick your own hours and work when you want. Lyft can make driving the best job in the world. Apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com and use the code DCRadio1000 to start off with a $1,000 bonus just for giving 350 rides in your first 60 days. It's our way of saying thanks. From there, the more you drive, the more money you keep, up to 95% of your fares. Experience the difference of Lyft and start earning hundreds of dollars a week during hours you choose by applying at LyftDC.com today. And don't forget to use the code DCRadio1000 for that $1,000 bonus. Terms apply.
Your 1-800-GOT-JUNK team is now available until midnight, 7 days a week.
No extra charge.
We'll come whenever you need us.
No need to take off work.
Just tell us when you want us to be there.
And we'll come cheerfully.
Your junk will disappear. All you have to do is point. Spread the word. When junk needs to disappear,
just call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
7 days a week, until midnight.
625 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, north on 28 past Yorkshire Lane. If you're trying to get out on Manassas Park, that's where we have a reported accident. You might find fire and rescue units if you're in that stretch responding. Again, 28 northbound north of Yorkshire Lane. If you're pushing up toward the I-66 corridor, on 66, heavy in Manassas, briefly in Centerville and Fair Oaks. Gorgeous morning, but we're into that sun glare. On Interstate 95, still bunched up through Aquia. It's been like that all morning. Our second incident in the morning to the shoulder, then through Dale City, hitting the brakes hard, leaving the Beltway and through Landmark also with some of those slowdowns. Now, for the top side of the Maryland Beltway, lighter than normal, College Park and around to Silver Spring. What you need to watch, though, is the exit ramp for Connecticut Avenue. Crews have cleared the lanes at the bottom of the exit ramp to get onto Connecticut Avenue, but that whole entire ramp lined up as you exit off of the Beltway. Update sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here is a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero. Park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pushed it up into the middle 80s yesterday. No reason why we won't be almost as warm today. Beautiful looking morning. Maybe a few clouds. And then this afternoon with a northwest breeze, sunshine, about 81. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now in the nation's capital, 65 degrees, 626. You know, there are sex offender registries in some states. People have to put people have to put signs up in their windows sometimes. So that, yeah, there's, the sex offender lives here.
Or scarlet R, yeah, or scarlet S.
Do we have to start tracking the animal abusers this way? Some cities and one state at least does. And we're talking to you now about what you think. Let's see. Let's go to Mike from Hagerstown. Good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Animal abuse registries. How do you feel about that?
Hello?
Yeah, Mike. Good morning.
Oh, yeah, this is Larry. But anyway.
Oh, sorry.
The thing is, if you're going to take me to court and Mary keeps saying you're going to have your day in court, that's fine. But if you're cleared, okay, you already spent your time going to court. You have to defend yourself. It's kind of a scary thing. You know, I think if someone accuses you of something and you went in court, then what's their consequence?
Yeah, that's obviously always a problem, I think, in a lot of cases. I don't know that the registry changes the problem that exists, because you can be accused of animal abuse now anyway, regardless of the existence of a registry.
Exactly.
628 on WMAL.
We've all taken side jobs here and there to earn extra cash. Well, now making extra money is way easier thanks to Uber. Uber is the ultimate side hustle because it's a totally flexible way to earn. Turn it on and off just like your car. If you have a few spare hours, drive with Uber and you're your own boss. Plus, with Uber's Instant Pay, you can cash out straight from the app to your bank account up to 5 times a day. Sign up to drive with Uber today. Go to uber.com/drive now. That's uber.com/drive now. Certain restrictions apply. See site for details.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
used by businesses of all sizes. ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Are high real estate commissions stopping you from selling your home? Intelligent sellers are avoiding high real estate commissions and going with a smarter approach. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've already saved our clients over $7 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
A doctor claims that insurance companies are now recommending assisted suicide for some terminally ill patients, saying that they'd get a cost savings out of that. It's a shocking story. We're going to talk about it in just a moment. But right now, it's time for the news, 6:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. World leaders continue to offer their reactions to President Trump's announcement yesterday that he's pulling the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Agreement.
Disappointing, but not at all surprising. That was from the Australian Prime Minister, Canadian Prime Minister calling it very disappointing. British Prime Minister Theresa May, when she spoke to President Trump on the phone, also expressed her disappointment. That joint statement from Italy, Germany, and France, they talked about how much they regretted President Trump's decision, and they also made it clear that there will not be any renegotiation.
Correspondent Clarissa Ward. Maryland House Speaker Mike Bush has had a liver transplant. The 70-year-old speaker had the procedure yesterday at the University of Maryland Medical Center. Bush's sister provided the donation. Bush said in an interview this week with the Capital newspaper in Annapolis that his health had gotten worse in recent weeks. He attributed the recent health problems to medication he's taking for skin cancer. A Maryland state senator who was already accused of taking illegal payments has now been indicted on more charges. Baltimore Democrat Senator Nathaniel Oakes is now looking at charges of wire fraud and Travel Act violations for allegedly accepting illegal payments to use his position to benefit an individual on business-related matters. A Pennsylvania doctor arrested the other day at Trump International Hotel with guns in his car is due back in federal court today for another hearing. A judge yesterday released 43-year-old Brian Moles on condition that he stay away from the Trump Hotel and from the White House. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,144, the Nasdaq at 62,47. Sports, the Nats open a weekend series in Oakland tonight. The Orioles beat the Red Sox, and the Warriors beat the Cavaliers to take game one of the NBA Finals. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You have no desire to do anything to get up, to move.
Dr. Will Sauvé at Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression with TMS therapy at Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers.
TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment, because so many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
I don't know where I would be or what I would have done without TMS.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com.
I'm Jill Vogel. I'm a constitutional conservative running for lieutenant governor because Richmond has failed us. I'll put our conservative values first, always. I passed the law to make Obamacare's individual mandate illegal. I fought to stop amnesty and in-state tuition breaks for illegal immigrants. And I earned an A-plus rating by the NRA and a perfect pro-gun voting score from the Virginia Citizens Defense League. I'm Jill Vogel. It's time for Republicans to stand for something again.
Paid for by Vogel for Virginia.
Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show right here every weekend. I want you to ask yourself, where will you be 4 years from now? Well, 4 years from now, you'll be 4 years closer to retirement. Will it be everything you want it to be? Come to my seminar, Preparing for Retirement, and learn how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts. Learn how to maximize your Social Security benefits and design your estate plan. Investments, Social Security, and wills and trusts. Master these to enjoy a comfortable and financially successful retirement. The seminar comes to Largo and Reston Tuesday, June 6th at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricestelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
There is no better way to relax and rejuvenate than in a jacuzzi hot tub. This coming weekend, the Jacuzzi Factory Truckload Event is rolling into Premium Spas and Billiards in Sterling with savings you won't want to miss. Premium Spas and Billiards is the Washington area's premier hot tub and pool table outlet. The Jacuzzi Factory Truckload Event, this coming weekend, all weekend long. Get the year's best discounts on jacuzzi hot tubs and special financing offers to qualified customers. Don't miss it, because when the truck is gone, so are the savings.
Visit PremiumSpasAndBilliards.com.
Achoo! It's the worst allergy season in years. Pollen and other allergens burrow deep into your area and oriental rugs. For a deep-down professional clean, you just need Hadid. Right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. To learn more, go to joehadid.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bill, and for our Metro Rail commuters, they're still dealing with issues on the Blue Line trains, and that's because overnight track work not completed yet. So they're dealing with single tracking between Vienna and Stadium Armory. This is on the Blue Line. Expect delays, obviously. Let's get you out to the roads now on Virginia's Interstate 95. It's been a slowdown all morning. We had two separate incidents north of 610 Aquia. They've been cleared, but watch for delays. Still heavy pushing through Stafford. Not typical Friday morning there. And then as you push up north of that, Dale City toward the Occoquan with the stop and go. We had a fender bender in those backups. 395. I did a double check here with authorities. They said nope, no incidents, but it looks like it's into the sun glare why we have delays coming off of the Beltway. 395 slow to get through Landmark past Duke to King Street. Just be cautious of the car in front of you. Out of Manassas Park, northbound 28th, the accident was north of Yorkshire Lane. And the Maryland Beltway, watch on the exit in Bethesda on the outer loop to exit onto Connecticut Avenue. A long line up on that exit ramp, but the crash at the bottom of the ramp cleared. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got some beautiful weather, low humidity settling on in. Plenty of sunshine as we go through today. Maybe a few clouds at times, 81 with a northwest breeze. Tonight, clear 59. Suburbs may be a little cooler. Saturday, sunshine 78. Maybe some showers around early Sunday. Highs getting into the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 62 in Arlington, 51 in Rockville, 62 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning, 6:37 on Mornings on the Mall. This is WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. At 7:05 this morning, Beverly Halberg, who's a Heritage Fellow, will join us to discuss the president's communications capabilities, of which there are many, and you know, hands, words, everything. Tony Avendorf, the Prince George's County Police Department, he's retired now, but he knows a tremendous amount about gangs, and as MS-13 becomes more of a concern in this area, he's a perfect person to talk to at 7:35. And then coming up at 8:05, the President of the United States has torn up the Paris Climate Agreement. Chris Horner is about the best dang guest you can get on that subject, and he'll be here with us. Good morning, Mary Walter. My name's Vince Colonnais.
And happy Friday, everyone. Joining us is J.J. Hansen, who's the president of Patients' Rights Funds. But first, if you missed the show yesterday, we want you to hear this.
Recently, I had two different patients, and both needed life-saving procedures. When requesting a transfer to a center in their home states, one's in California, one's in Oregon, the insurance medical directors I spoke with said they would not cover the life-saving procedure that we'd requested. But hey, by the way, have you considered assisted suicide?
That was Dr. Brian Callister from Reno, Nevada, and that is a piece that we're going to talk about right now with J.J. Hansen, again, president of the Patients' Rights Fund. J.J., welcome to the show. Good morning.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate you having us on.
Now, you are, as of right now, a cancer survivor. You were diagnosed with a glioblastoma. For people who don't know, that is a brain tumor that is a very deadly brain tumor. And you somehow beat the odds. Very few people. I have a friend who actually died from glioblastoma. So it's very interesting for me to be able to speak with you. And congratulations to you for that incredible feat. You were given 4 months to live, right?
Correct. I was originally given 4 months to live. That was in 2014.
Wow.
Fortunately, we went against that. We went out and got a second opinion. We got a third opinion. I had surgery. The surgery was fairly successful. Went through the standard care for it. And today I'm still continuing to fight. I actually came back a second time about 6 months ago and went through a second surgery, and again had to come through and fight it again, and went through the same recovery processes, which were fairly difficult. So a lot of challenges, but thankfully I'm here.
But yeah. Since your diagnosis, JJ, you know, in this country, we're increasingly seeing this growth of what people are calling the right to die, or death with dignity, in states and localities around the country. Washington, D.C. recently passed this in February, assisted suicide law. What have you made of all that? And certainly, you know, it got its start in part because of a woman by the name of Brittany Maynard, who had the same exact condition that you did, same cancer, and she wanted to, she pursued the right to die. She wanted assisted suicide. What have you made of that movement?
Well, you know, I have a lot of concerns with it, and that's what ultimately brought me into this particular issue. If you would have asked me 5 years ago if this is a particular issue that I would have gotten into personally, professionally, I would have said no. You know, like the average American, I probably would have said, well, you know, it's up for someone else to decide. But as a patient, I looked at it from a different perspective. I said, how is this going to impact myself? How is it going to impact other patients who are facing situations that could end their own lives? And what I learned, and I learned this very quickly, specifically from that story of Brittany Maynard, was that this could be a challenge because doctors are not always correct. As I just told you, I was originally given a diagnosis of 4 months left to live. In addition to that, two other doctors told me that they could not basically get me past the year in terms of my life expectancy. Now, as we can see, I'm out to 3 years right now, and I'm still going and doing quite well. We can see clearly doctors aren't accurate. And just received a current update from Dr. Callister, who told me this actually just the other day. I'd not heard this one before, and it's really more concerning than even the statistics that I heard previously, is that up to 50% doctors will be incorrect in these type of situations. So if you are a particular patient and you're going and all of a sudden you receive a diagnosis that you're terminal and you only have 4 months left to live, like me, they say go home and enjoy the time you have left. Many people will not go out and try and find a second opinion, a third opinion. And the problem with assisted suicide is that it just entices patients to not go forward and try and find a second opinion or a third opinion, finding a way to fight the disease, to go out there and get other thoughts from different doctors.
JJ,
and that creates the problem.
JJ, what got us pretty intrigued by this, assisted suicide, of course, hotly contested issue, but what got us interested, especially in talking to you, was this claim that insurance companies have actually been suggesting that to doctors, I guess, that a better way to go would be assisted suicide because it's a cheaper procedure. That sounds like an outrageous claim. Do you know the names of the insurance companies, first of all, that were behind this? And is this really happening?
Absolutely. We believe it's directly happening. To get it from a doctor who does this every day as a professional and has an amazing track record to come forward and say, yes, this is actually happening. Dr. Callister coming out with that. To me, says yes. This is something that we should be looking into. It should be something that the states that have legalized this should be researching and say, is this a motivation from insurance companies to be pushing patients towards choosing this route of assisted suicide? Not only have we seen this in the past, we saw it in the mid-2000s. Two patients came forward. They actually had it in writing and said that their insurance companies basically told them that they would not be providing them general care, but they would be providing them assisted suicide as an alternative. They had it in writing.
All right, JJ, would you mind? I'd love to hold you over and talk to you a little bit more here, if you don't mind. We'll be right back. Let's do 644 now on WMAL.
If you've chosen a new health plan, don't wait until you're sick to find a doctor. Inova has primary care doctors that offer same-day appointments and quality care for the whole family. Book an appointment at inova.org/getwell. Inova, join the future of health.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry actually started about 13 years ago. I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population that actually had a fearful connotation with dental treatment experiences. 1 in 10 adults are estimated to be so fearful of receiving treatment that they will only get it when they have a true dental emergency, such as a toothache or a dental abscess. We treat them a little differently, much more of a TLC approach, and we welcomed them literally with open arms to the practice. It's the greatest feeling in the world to see someone who has hidden their smile for years to be able to smile again. My staff has been trained to be very welcoming, to treat them like a member of their own family. More than the extensive training, it's the empathy. We listen, we care, and we want to make your smile perfect and genuine. It's our mission to make you happy that you came to McMillan Sedation Dentistry. It's time for you to smile easy. Call 703-503-9490, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's a quality education.
Our next undergraduate session starts June 19th. Our advisors can help you develop the right plan for you to earn a respected degree from a public state university. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
6:45 Eastern Time now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's our Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, that means we're getting into the rush hour. And for the Maryland Beltway to the Wilson Bridge, we're backing near 210. Otherwise, the next heaviest set of delays I see is the top side, College Park around to Silver Spring. And be very careful after you pass George Avenue. If you're heading around that curve toward Connecticut Avenue, slow to exit onto Connecticut Avenue. At the end of that ramp is where we had the earlier crash that's caused those delays on that exit ramp. Virginia, 95. We just can't catch a break this morning. Our third problem this morning coming out of Stafford. This is now the crash. Northbound 95, ready to come up to 630 Courthouse Road. And see a fire truck. There are a lot of activity there. Fire truck's still there. Looks like the left lane is blocked. So north on 95 and Stafford still bunched up. Again, Dale City to Woodbridge. And 395 into the sunshine this morning. Heavy. Now a heads up as you cross the 14th Street Bridge, where we didn't have any delays. Now slows just at the end of the 14th Street Bridge, Case Bridge to Main Avenue, where crash has just been reported on the eastbound side of the freeway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pushed it up into the middle 80s yesterday. No reason why we won't be almost as warm today. Beautiful looking morning. Maybe a few clouds. And then this afternoon with a northwest breeze, sunshine, about 81. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now in the nation's capital, 64 degrees, 647.
Zero Res can have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. For a clean that lasts, book at ZeroResDC.com. That's ZeroResDC.com.
It is 6:48 on WMAL. We are speaking to J.J. Hansen. He is the president of the Patients Rights Fund. He is a cancer survivor, and he has teamed up with Dr. Brian Callister from Reno, Nevada. And they are making the claim that some in this video that was recently released, that some health insurance companies, in an effort to keep their costs down, are offering assisted suicide as a viable option instead of life-prolonging treatment. J.J., thanks for hanging on with us. We We appreciate it. I want to get back to where we left it with Vince talking to you about these insurance companies. Is your group ready to release the names of these insurance companies?
Well, that comes back to the doctor himself, and we looked into this with attorneys, and legally we are not allowed to release the personal names. Personally, I don't know the names. The doctor will not share them, nor should he, unless those particular patients release them themselves.
Yeah.
Of the insurance companies. Okay.
Ultimately, it'd be very helpful, I think, for the average American consumer to get those names, because this to me is a stunning story. And JJ, I'm really glad that you've brought it to us. What's the next step for your group? Is it just to keep getting awareness for this issue?
Absolutely. We have to tell these stories as much as possible, and they're going to keep coming. And from our perspective, that's not going to be the problem, is getting the stories. The problem is helping those patients as they're going through these difficult times. The stories are going to continue to come, because this is what insurance companies are going to do. They're profit-driven systems. That's the way they're structured. So to save money, if they have an option to choose between providing a patient $100,000 or giving them $3,000 to provide them assisted suicide,
yeah,
which way are they going to go?
They're going
to continue to come up, and that's what our role is. Get these stories out to the public.
These are great questions. They say a lot about how a society values life. JJ, thank you so much for joining us. 6:50 now on WMAL.
Achoo! It could be the worst allergy season in years, but you don't have to suffer. Your home should be an oasis, but pollen and other allergens can burrow deep into your area and oriental rugs. Combine that with dirt, pet odors, and even bacteria. You don't need new rugs. You just need Hadid.
For all your oriental rug cleaning needs,
Hadid washes each rug by hand. It's a multi-step process that ensures the removal of not only pet odors, dirt, and grime, but the bacteria and allergens that hide deep in your rugs. And now Joe is offering a second cleaning option. For certain rugs that qualify, he has developed a cleaning process that is faster and will save you money. Plus, right now, we're offering 20% off any implant rug cleaning. That's 20% off. To learn more, go to JoeHadid.com. That's JoeHadid.com.
If you stand on it, we stand behind it.
When you're a sports writer like me, you know, speed always wins.
And now they're side to side coming around the final turn.
Because old news isn't news at all, especially when the 24-hour news cycle is now more like 24 seconds.
What are these guys looking to create some space?
But with slow internet from the phone company, you're stuck watching spinning wheels and progress bars till someone else scoops your story.
Making his move down the stretch.
Comcast Business has speeds up to 10 gigabits per second.
Breaking for the checkered flag.
Look, you wouldn't pick a slow race car, a slow wide receiver, or a slow point guard. Then why settle for slow internet? Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Built for speed, built for business.
Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. 10 gig service may not be available in your area. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Call for details.
Ed Gillespie is the conservative who can win in November. Gillespie's running for governor to cut Virginia income tax rates for the first time in 45 years. It's a bold plan to put money back in the pockets of Virginia families while creating over 53,000 private sector jobs. Ed Gillespie helped write The Contract with America and started three successful businesses. He knows what it takes to put our economy back on top.
This is Ed Gillespie. Virginia should be first in the nation when it comes to economic growth and job creation. My policies will help get us there. Across-the-board tax cuts will help working families and help small businesses hire new workers. I'm Ed Gillespie, and I respectfully ask for your vote on June 13 so I can get to work creating good-paying jobs.
On June 13th, vote for Ed Gillespie, the conservative who can win. A governor for all Virginians. Paid for by Ed Gillespie for Governor.
All right, time to find out how your money's doing here at 6:53. Let's check in with Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC News Desk.
Good morning. After all three major indexes finished at record highs yesterday, stock futures are higher, pointing to a higher open on Wall Street this morning. Markets in Europe and Asia are mostly higher. Oil is slumping, though. The market sees the U.S. pullout of the Paris climate deal as open season on new drilling. That means more production, lower prices. Fewer people are going to Disney theme parks. They're just getting really expensive. The New York Times calls it a rare slowdown in one of the hottest areas of the entertainment business, theme parks. Attendance dropped at both Disneyland and Disney World last year. On this National Donut Day, free donuts at Krispy Kreme, free donut at Dunkin', but you have to buy a beverage. And from Nabisco, jelly donut flavored Oreos. They're in Walmart exclusively this weekend. New in theaters today, it's Girl Power with Wonder Woman from Warner Brothers. Fox is looking to lure in families with Captain Underpants, the first epic movie. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, 395. Let's get the overall trip first. Coming off of the Beltway and through Landmark, I've been watching this closely. Still, police are saying the lanes are open, but it's the sun glare that's really causing sizable backups here. Again, Beltway to King Street, you get a little bit of a break, and now we're just crawling to get across the 14th Street Bridge. It looks like crews are with the crash now on the eastbound side of the Southeast-Southwest Freeway before you get to the 3rd Street Tunnel. Now, so many of our commuters that eventually work across 14th Street Bridge and getting into town leave out of Stafford, and that's been a trouble spot this morning. Third instant of the morning, north on 95 at 630 Courthouse Road in the left lane. That's within the backups that continue to take you in toward Aquia. 270, we have you. Here we go, south, a little bit lighter than normal through Urbana and down through to the Capitol Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Beautiful day coming up today and a pretty decent weekend. Temperatures are going to get warmer, believe it or not. We'll roll on through today with sunshine. There might be a little overcast at times, but not bad. 81, northwest breeze around. Tonight, clear 59, suburbs a little cooler. Saturday, sunny 78. Sunday, some showers, maybe first half of the day, high about 87. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's 65 degrees. Good morning, 6:56 on WMAL.
A Maryland sixth grader has done well. We would like to
has done well at anything?
Has done well. Well, very well. Hold on. We're going to give him kudos. Saketh Sundar. He is an 11-year-old from Elkridge, Maryland. He is a sixth grader at Mayfield Woods Middle School, where he plays the violin in the school's orchestra. He participates in the Student Government Association. You know what else he did? He can spell. This kid is going to the final round of the National Spelling Bee. Woohoo! And I love that the National Spelling Bee is broadcast on ESPN. How awesome is that? They consider it a sport.
Yeah.
And you know what it is? It's aerobics for your brain.
Yeah.
Because you're exercising your brain.
Well, in fairness, people watch poker on television and bowling as well.
And those, yes, this is, and they're considered sports.
They are considered sports.
And I would assume that this is something like, you know, the parents and everybody tune in to watch, or if you're a big speller, you tune in to watch. There were 25 competitors from D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. He is the only one left standing. So all of our hopes and dreams now are hinged on Saketh Sundar. Now, I'm going to tell you some of the words he had to spell. But first, we're going to let you hear him tell us what it was like to participate in the spelling bee.
I feel ecstatic because I never expected for this to happen.
Ecstatic,
I thought I would get out in round six or round seven, and this happening is amazing. And I just, if I had got some different words, I probably couldn't be here, but I just got lucky. I was like, I got a word I know. Like, I'm going to get this right. I'm going to go to the next round. So, except for two words, I knew all my words, so I was just really happy. My parents helped me a lot. They're the reason I'm here. It's been really fun and really surprising.
Wow, what a great kid. He said, what does he say? If I got some different words, I probably wouldn't be here, but I got lucky. And then he credits his parents. He and his parents studied 1 to 2 hours every night leading up to the competition. Some of the words he got, I cannot even pronounce. I can't even pronounce them. His first word was surimi, which is, you see on the menu at a lot of Asian restaurants, it's a fish paste.
Yeah.
So that's something you would see, and I think I probably could have gotten that one.
I probably could have
just sounded it out because I learned how to read via phonics. So here's some of the other words he got. Do you want to tackle some of these? Definiendum?
I think it's definiendum. Cunit, and decryocyst.
Oh, look at you, decryocyst. He misspelled the word tools, though, in the finals, but he's still advanced. So congratulations. Well, he sounds like a great kid.
T-U-L-E-S, by the way, not the hammer.
Good, that's
coming
true.
Up, coming up on today's show.
Where are we? Beverly Halberg, a Heritage Fellow, will be joining us to talk about the president and his communication skills.
And the MS-13 threat, as it grows, how do you deal with it? Tony Avendorf is a police officer who's dealt with gangsters, and we're going to talk to him. That's all coming up, but right now it's 7.